We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, howdy. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack, who will be back on Monday. And I want to start this hour, before I get to this story about science's latest finding on creation, which is pretty interesting, due diligence here and get to Ray in Spartanburg, who's been kind enough to hold for quite some time and right during the news. So how are you doing, Ray?
Oh, I'm alive and kicking. I just don't kick as high as I used to.
I may not be as good as I once was, but I'm good as once as I ever was. Kind of like that.
That's it.
That's it.
kind of like that.
What's on your mind?
This economy stuff. Under Obama, I did not get a raise at all his whole time. And Mr. Trump took office. I did get a 1 cent raise per mile. I'm a truck driver, so 1 cent, it can add up. But the thing that did help was his tax break. That helped us a little bit, and it helped put a little more money in my pocket. But what's hurt has, once he did that, the county of Spartanburg and the state reach in and take their extra cut out through their taxes, extra gas taxes and such, and we're right back where we started from. Yeah. Mr. Trump's doing his best, but it seems like every time he makes two steps forward, they kick us three steps back.
Yeah, and that's a, you know, of course, separate issue is the good old boys down in Colombia and what the nonsense they're up to. But yeah, my heart goes out to you on that one. I would have so liked to see some changes down there, and there may yet be that. But yeah, state, local taxes, and this is true throughout the country, are going to continue to go up in large part because, and this is more the case in your more liberal states, Illinois, for example, but also South Carolina, our state pension system is in such dire condition that the only way that they're going, it's only 55% funded. It's in the bottom 10 in the nation, South Carolina's state retirement plan. And at some point, if they're going to be able to pay out this stuff they've been promising people for decades are going to pay them, teachers and, you know, state workers, they're going to have to raise taxes on people, which has a negative effect on the economy. So it's there are a lot of potential future problems looming, like the one that you mentioned. But Trump can only do what he can do at the national level. It's up to us to get rid of the good old boys down in Colombia, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, sir. That was one of my points. And I would like to say one more thing. Yes, I was up in Ohio yesterday on 80. And this kind of goes to the framework of our millennial kids. I was in one of the travel plazas and waiting in line to get some food. And this lady's in there, young girl, mid-20s. She's got three kids with her. They're running loose like, and she has no clue what they're doing. She's sitting at the table playing on her phone. And one of them comes up and hits me and almost knocks me off my feet, just running and playing. I grabbed the child by the arm, escorted him to the table, told him to sit his butt down and behave, not to get back up. She looked at me like I had assaulted the child and everything else, and I told her, I says, get your face out of your phone. you've got two kids that's gone down the hallway over there, and you have no clue where they're at.
Good for you. I'm sure she appreciated your helping.
No good deed
goes unpunished. Right.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that's pretty much a head up their backside attitude as to what's going on around them.
I won't argue with you on that one. Well, listen, my friend.
Until it comes right up and bites them in the face, they don't say nothing about it.
Fair enough. Well, drive carefully.
Have yourself a great weekend.
Hey, God bless. Drive carefully while you're out there. Yeah, since you bring up South Carolina, there was a news story that ran earlier today here on the station that really made – you may have heard that tuition costs are going up for both in-state and out-of-state students at both Clemson and at the University of South Carolina, as if a college education isn't already going up at about five times the rate of inflation over the last number of years. But did you catch this story last week? This is another great example of your good old boys at work down there. Okay, so the Education Commission asked for $20 million from the state government for infrastructure repair on schools throughout the state, in buildings and one thing or another. And they said, oh, no, we need to borrow that money. Instead of taking it out of the, we have a surplus, and forgive me, I don't remember the exact number, but I want to say it's like $60 million or better. But we have a surplus. So instead of taking money from the surplus, they're going to put the South Carolina taxpayer at risk by borrowing more money. But you know what'll happen in the process? Somebody's going to make a fat commission on that deal, the people who are involved in making that loan, some happy little bank or some place that's got an in with Hugh Leatherman or whomever down there. And believe me, this is how this works. Now, it was also reported this week that the South Carolina Education Lottery had a record income this year. Well, now, wait a minute. Wasn't that the whole excuse for going legalizing gambling and putting the state in the gambling business to begin with? Excuse me, but there's something real wrong with that picture. So if you're planning to go to Clemson or USC, they're going to charge you more or your children more, whomever is going to pay for that. They probably need some work done on these buildings, wherever they may be. And that's true not just for the colleges, but, you know, for all types of schools. We need $20 million to kind of clean the place up. But they're going to borrow the money instead of taking from the existing money that we have sitting there. There you go. And you wondered why the gas tax went up. All right. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack. When I come back, finally, as promised, I'm going to get to this story about science leaning toward creation. Don't go away. Howdy. Welcome back. A couple of bits of business I want to get out of the way. First of all, people have asked that we repeat the word for the hour for the contest, and it is underdog. Underdog. And you should text 72881. That is a text line for that contest. And secondly, Dinesh D'Souza has a new movie called Death of a Nation that is coming out August 3rd. I've seen the trailer. It looks phenomenal. And I would like to give away a couple of tickets to this to the seventh caller. Seventh caller, two tickets to go see Death of a Nation at 241-4334. 241-4334, caller number 7. Go for it. Okay. I ran across the most interesting thing. And I wanted to share this with you. since we have been sort of talking around things spiritual. A current study published in the Journal of Human Evolution is shaking the foundations of evolutionist perception. A PhysOrg, which is a publication for physicists and so forth, reports result indicate that, quote, 9 out of 10 species on Earth today, including human beings, came into being somewhere between 100 and 200,000 years ago. That's right. So, human beings didn't evolve out of primordial soup a billion years ago, which is what we have been told of the theory of evolution ad nauseum since Darwin came along. But it appears it happened upon the scene 100 to 200,000 years ago. And just whammo, there were all these creatures, humans and others, just there, not morphing slowly into something. And in the past, according to PJ Media, researchers studied DNA in the nucleus of cells, which differs markedly from one species to the other. But the new study analyzed a gene sequence found in the mitochondrial DNA. And so, either the majority of life began 200,000 years or so ago, or it reemerged after some sort of a giant population bust, a cataclysmic event, creation. Whatever the explanation, 200,000 years is not long enough to account for the random mutation evolutionists have speculated upon that gird their attempt to play God by substituting science for scripture. According to the lead scientist on this, David Thaler, he says, quote, "This conclusion is very surprising. I fought against it as hard as I could." Why? Well, because the findings clearly indicate evolutionist theory is just that, a best guess, perhaps a biased one put forth by those who do not want to admit the logic behind the theory of intelligent design. Of course, as Christian, I don't need the theories. I accept things on faith, and that's a whole other conversation. So let me go ahead, and I have not had a chance to do much of this, so I'm going to get at it. I've been bad on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Okay. Okay, oh, he's talking about the lottery. Yes, my choice to play, I know, but they've blown probably most of the money. John in Spartanburg, yep. Tony, the reason the Lottery Commission made so much money is because they got greedy, and percentage-wise, they don't pay out as much on the scratch-off tickets. Tony, I don't attend the Catholic Church, but I appreciate our local Catholic celebrity, Tara, who is my favorite talk show host, one of them, who said their bishop said a vote for abortion candidate was a sin. I'm not a Catholic, but I recognize the Roman Church is split into factions, just like the Baptists and the Presbyterians. And there are some African-American cardinals and African cardinals who are very conservative, including one locally by the name, I've got to love this guy's name, Dwight Longnecker. Father Dwight Longnecker, interesting, is a Bob Jones graduate, former Baptist preacher turned Catholic priest, now at Our Lady of the Rosary Church in Greenville. Okay. So that'll be enough of that. I don't want to get too far down the road on all of this religion stuff. Okay, so I would rather make a different point. We as I've kind of been alluding in this conversation we're having today, we're living in a time where a small mob, a small angry violent mob on the left is harassing what the last count I saw. Documented harassments, attacks, acts of violence, and so forth, 358 of them against Trump supporters. They don't hear the same stories the other way around because they're not happening. And this it's insanity. It's become their religion. So here's a question for you. So you get the sense from all of these uber-intelligent people that Trump and his supporters are just a bunch of boobs. So everyone is smart except Donald Trump, essentially. That's, I mean, if you listen to the news or the commentators. And, of course, that would be why they are all billionaires and they all got elected president. I mean, what, Anderson Cooper. How would he stand up to Putin? How about the MSNBC crowd or Whoopi Goldberg? They are the smartest people in the world. But here's the fact, and I say this as somebody that worked in the news business, kind of like Tara. I, too, was a conservative in a room full of liberal TV people, many of them. But here's what you have to understand about Donald Trump and what his job description is. He is, as it were, the CEO. His job is to protect us and try to make the economy do better. That's his portfolio. So the mainstream media has never had to negotiate. They've never been exposed to what the corporate world is like. Not human life, not human death. They don't know how to negotiate, though they certainly complain and try to vilify Trump. But here's the fact of it, and here's why he got elected, in my opinion. Because it's one thing to be smart and make good grades, go to college, get a journalism degree, get hired at a TV station or a newspaper or whatever, and you think that you're an expert on how to run a country. But true expertise in life, true wisdom in life is gained through experience, which only comes through going out and having to live life in the real world and dealing with the failures that come along with that. And along the way, you end up forced into some street fights, and sometimes the other guy ends up winning. And you learn from this, you mature, you grow. And you get cheated a few times, you don't do this again. You learn. And that is what Donald Trump, author of Art of the Deal, has learned. Think of the people this guy's had to deal with. Mob in New York with the unions? Are you kidding me? So I think that Trump voters like me, and you probably, possibly, we get him because we are much like him. We're not a bunch of snowflakes that just lived in academia, like the professors who are teaching your kids in college. We've negotiated a lot of tough circumstances in our life. We've dealt with stuff. We've learned in the University of Hard Knocks, as you've heard it called. So instead of having a community activist, an academic for president, that ran our economy into the ground, that was a rollover patsy to Putin, which is what Obama was, we've got a guy that actually can play hardball, actually knows how to negotiate, and he's doing it, and as a result, we're seeing great improvements in our country. Well, what's not to like about that? Well, anyway, so I have both Keith and Ray Holding. You guys, don't go away. Got to make a break for Annie, see what's happening. We will come back and we will get down on the phone after this. Well, howdy. I am so glad you're here and love to hear what's on your mind. And we're going to start this hour with just that. We've got a couple of very patient callers that have waited all the way through the news. We're going to start off with Keith on a cell phone. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm fabulous. I'm having a good time.
I've been driving down the road here, popping in out of my vehicle a couple places. So I picked up on just a couple of things you're talking about. I appreciate what you just shared before you went to a break. I think the bottom line of that is either we've got faith in God's word or we've got faith in human observation, which is prejudiced, we know, concerning the sciences and what have you. You can either put your faith in what God's word says took place, or you can put your faith in a bunch of guys who are looking at all the same evidence and just taking their best guess at what happened. But previously you were talking to, I guess, a Catholic guy called you. He was, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. He was not understanding what the big deal was with the Catholic Church. And I just thought I might share a little bit.
Well,
on
before
that.
You, okay. So, I don't want to get off into a long. I don't want to turn this into a debate on Catholic. I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
I don't even want to touch on doctrine or religion.
Okay, we'll be brief.
What I'd like to say is, they kind of put themselves in a position to be talked about a lot, being so politically active. There's no other church or even religion in the world that is so politically involved with all the different governments of this world. They're out there.
That's a good point.
They entertain ambassadors from virtually every nation on earth. The Pope has a permanent seat at the United Nations. They write encyclical after encyclical telling the whole world what to do and how to do it. And I think they believe it's their right to do so. So if you're going to do that, people are going to talk about you.
That's an astute observation. I would agree with you.
Yeah, you can't come out and have write all these things and say all this stuff and expect you're not going to be the topic of conversation anywhere, let alone church.
And particularly the current
your influence.
Particularly the current Pope, who is a unquestioned globalist, and has said some things that are way, in my opinion, at least way off base of what the Bible says. So that's a good point.
Get a lot of ammunition from the present Pope.
Good point. All right, I'll take that. I like that. Very good. Okay, Ray in Greenville, how are you? Ray.
Hello.
How are you? You're on the air. Thank you for your patience and waiting.
Good, good, sir. Hey, here's what, to go back a couple of calls, we were talking about, well, the quote, good old boy system in Colombia. I really hate that term to begin with because it sounds like, oh, everything's not quite up and up, but it's kind of a little, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. But that's not the case. What goes on down there is criminal. What would it take for these guys to get, like, federally investigated? I mean, you go from the Hugh Leatherman guy with the, you know, awarding rogue contracts to his wife's company, and what is it, his son-in-law that is CEO or CFO of the sign company that the road line advertises on the highways of restaurants and that, and awarding themselves a 12-year exclusive contract, and that's just that's just touching the that's just
I know
that just scrapes the surface, and you know they can't be trusted obviously to investigate themselves, because look at what happened to Bobby Harrell, like a slap on the wrist, and he's going back for the same office if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
To get these guys like federally investigated.
Well, the first problem is they keep being reelected because the Chamber of Commerce and this is the big problem with money in politics in general, that people like Lee Bright, who is one of the biggest whistleblowers down there and did everything in his power, didn't get reelected because he was outspent 20-1 or whatever by the Chamber of Commerce. Same thing happened in his run for Congress in this last go-around. And sad to say, there's a lot of money to be had and a lot of money to be passed on to people and to help them to get consistently reelected. So I as corrupt politics goes, I think South Carolina is right on up there in the top 10 in the nation for corrupt politics.
Well, absolutely. It's like a banana republic run by a tin pot dictator. It's criminal, and surely there's some recourse that
And not in, not the here, here's the old
government involved in investigating these guys.
Not an, well, I will say this, that the current attorney general, who just got reelected, has done a pretty good job of at least starting down that road. But until we start electing people who are willing to hold the good old boys, I hate to use that term again, but hold their feet to the fire and actually start doing some serious investigations, then you're not going to see a lot of changes.
Well, it's a crying shame.
It is.
It really is. Because what they've done to the state is criminal.
I'm going to tell you when it's really going to come home to haunt them. As I mentioned earlier, our pension system is in dire straits in South Carolina. It's only 55% funded. Now, the problem is going to be that we're going to have an increasing number of people retiring over the next 20 years expecting to get that money. And they're not going to, if it's not there, then what?
Right.
And it isn't going to be there. With current rates of return, it isn't going to be there. So we're going to see a replay of what's happening in Illinois and Kentucky now. So anyway, hey, I appreciate your call, and we just pray that we get some good hold their feet to the fire, as you put it, conservatives in there, my friend. All right. Got to take
it.
Thank you. God bless. And listen, we'll come back on the other side, take some more of your phone calls. Got to make a quick break. Tony Dale in for Bobby Mack. Well, howdy. Love to hear from you on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. That is 800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307, upon which I find, I always love these when I see them, a limerick from our old friend Alan over in Spartanburg. I was inspired by speculation that Hillary is planning to run again, so here is a limerick. Old Hillary's still hoping and wishing to make on good on her White House ambition. Like a twice-spurned old spinster, she's two strikes against her record, and her name recognition. Again, brilliant. I love these things. This is very, very creative stuff, Alan. Good for you, man. All right. Let's take a phone call. Joseph on the cell phone. How are you, Joseph?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm having fun.
Yeah, I hate to be a wet blanket, but your previous caller wants an investigation of the good old boys.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're past that. I don't entrust any investigators. Look at the FBI, the DOJ. I don't trust those guys as far as I can throw them. The genie's out of the bottle. We've lost, and it's only going to get worse and worse. The investigators are as crooked as the people they're investigating. So in my humble opinion, it's done. We're done for as a country. It's downhill from here. But look at our current situation. We have Obama breaking the law willy-nilly. We have Hillary breaking the law willy-nilly. And they're picking on Trump, for talking to Putin, and he didn't give uranium or $400 million to his campaign fund. It's done, man. We're, as a country, we're history. And that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, and I understand why you would feel that way. If we are supposedly a nation of laws, and you see lawlessness at the very highest levels, which you have described accurately, of course you would feel that way. And there are days I feel the same. However, I would say this, Joseph. I mean, this game is not over. And I think more and more people on a daily basis are getting fed up with it and turning more and more toward Trump because they see the corruption, too. In spite of the mainstream press, and I think there is, I'm not ready to throw in the towel myself. I mean, I see some positive movement. Here's the one thing that can change this, or I should say, one of the most important things. After all of the obvious obvious misdeeds, dishonesty, illegality by the Justice Department, the FBI, the intelligence community, and so forth that we all know. We've seen it. The question is, at what point is Trump going to declassify these documents that as yet Congress has been unable to get their hands on? Why? Because they've been a bunch of wimps. They get up there and Gowdy and the rest of them and throw, oh, if you don't, because we're going to have these hearings, we're going to put your feet to the fire and you better come through. And
yeah.
Now, and they don't. Gowdy wimped out on us last week. So
he is. Yeah, but how do we know the documents haven't been doctored by now? They've had them for 800 years. I mean, how can you? Yeah, I don't trust even that.
Well, I actually think I think because they don't want to let him go, we can find out. No, you can. No, we can find out what's in the documents if we can get our hands on them, and we can tell if they've been doctored. I mean, that's pretty easy. The look. I mean, we need to at least try to win this through legal means, first of all, because if you don't, then you have revolution and civil war, and I don't think anybody wants that, because that's not going to be any fun, is it? So the point is, well, no, but hear me out. I understand your frustration. I share it. However, I have to say that we aren't through with this game yet. This is like a boxing match, okay? We're like in round, it's a 10-round match, and we're in round five or whatever. And one of the things, I think, Trump is a very savvy fighter. Kind of reminds me of Muhammad Ali. You remember when he got a little older, he got real smart, and he'd rope-a-dope?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they swinging, and they're swinging, and he's in the corner. He's all covered up. And one of my favorite stories, I saw George Foreman interviewed. You remember that big fight where he beat Foreman? Nobody thought anybody was ever going to beat him. He was a monster. And George Foreman said, I'll never forget. I got him on the ropes, and I've been punching and punching, and he looks at me and says, is that all you got, George? And then proceeded to hit me harder than anybody hit me in my life. And I think that what's different about Donald Trump and anybody up to this point is he's not a politician. He's a fighter. He's a street fighter. And so I'm not ready to give up on our having a shot at getting control of and getting back to law. But anyway, I do appreciate your point nonetheless, but I'm not ready to give up hope and throw in the towel just yet. All righty then. Well, we got a whole other hour ahead of us. What in the world do you think? I would love to hear it or read it on the text line. Either way, we'll be back and explore that and some other stuff I got we haven't even gotten to yet. Tony Dalen for Bob McLean. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.